Are you? What did you do to my drink? What did you do to my drink?
Everyone, and welcome to the second ever episode of the Funky Anime Podcast.
The one and only.
Right. Well, that was bad. That was bad, but we're keeping it.
That was very educational.
Guys, how educational.
How educational, everyone. It is your boy, Upchuck, again, and we are going to do a podcast again. You might have seen the first episode.
Unfortunately.
If not, don't watch it. It's bad. Just kidding. It's good. We giggle a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is I, Chuck. There's two other people in this call recording podcast thing. It's
nice.
It's Grub. Say
it's
hello,
me.
Grub.
Grubble Snatch.
Grubble Snatcher. And then we got Pino.
Hi, I'm Pino Plant.
There you go. Got it.
There we go. I'm in the festive
Pino
spirit
beans.
Of Christmas. Early Christmas.
Dude, by the time this gets released, it'll probably be Christmas. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Of next year.
Next year, guys. Anyway, we are the Funky Anime Podcast. We watch one podcast every episode, and then we talk about it.
What?
Yeah. Did you...
We watch one podcast
Wait, we were supposed
every
episode?
To... Yeah, dude.
Watch anime?
No, we were supposed to watch one episode of My Brother, and Me, the podcast. Did you not get the memo?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, I guess we got to talk about Golden Boy then, right?
Yeah.
That'll
makes more
be
sense.
Very educational.
Yeah, so this week we're going to talk about the Golden Boy OVA. And
delicious.
It's a good one because I chose it, and I'm only known for the best anime tastes ever.
And we know that people on the internet, their opinions are law.
Dude, my opinion is law. I don't know about anyone else, but me, I am, like, the Declaration of Independence to internet anime culture. So
I agree.
Yeah, so Nick Cage is going to go steal me soon. But, we're talking about Golden Boy. And I chose this one because it's a good anime. Not a lot of people know about it. And it's a really funny one. And I like it. It's really bueno.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I didn't watch it sooner was because, like, I had never heard about it other than from you. And that's why it took me so long.
Oh, yeah, guys. Guys, backstory. I told Garb to watch this approximately a year ago.
And then I decided to watch it instead.
Have you, mind you, this is a six episode OVA. This is six. And this man couldn't put in a literally like 3 hours of his time to watch good shit.
Isn't that the point of this podcast, though?
Yes!
So that way we can force each other to watch crap like
this? This is actually the only reason why I made this podcast, because I get to make you two watch the good shit when you don't
want to
watch it.
And I get to make you guys watch garbage.
Yeah, I know.
And I make you guys watch things you call garbage.
Dude, what do you mean Bobo?
Hey, spoilers, man. Spoilers.
They'll get it by the end of the episode. I can cut it, too. I don't really care. Anyway! Let's get into, like, background on Golden Boy that we haven't even talked about, like, ever. We said it by passing, but here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, Golden Boy was actually a manga made by Tatsuya Egawa. I said his name right.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, good. It was... The manga was started serialization in Super Jump starting in 1992, the magazine for manga. Also, the people who also read Shonen Jump, you know, all that fun shit. And it ended publication in 1998 with 10 full volumes being produced.
Interesting. How much did the anime, how much did the OVA cover?
The OVA, guess what?
That's the next paragraph.
The OVA aired from 1995 to 1996, which features 6 different chapters from the first volume of the manga. So we don't even get a full volume with this OVA, which is...
It's like not even a Let's Play.
Dude, this is a one-off. Beard Bros. Beard Bros one-off. They don't do trivia no more. Anyway, and the OVA was produced by KSS, the company who helped create Naruto Shippuden, and actually... the Fire Emblem OVA that we watched for episode 0 that
you're
no one
shitting
knows
me.
About.
Oh yeah, that's right, because one of the voice actors is the same.
Yeah.
We talked about that the other
day. Is it Marzu?
No, it is not Marzu. I wish it was. That would have been golden. And Shueisha. It's spelled S-H-U-E-I-S-H-A. Don't worry about it. But this is also the they help produce it, and they are the company that publishes the mangas of Death Note, Naruto, Tokyo Ghoul, One Punch Man, One Piece, My Hero Academia, Haikyuu, Umaru-chan,
One Piece,
and JoJo Part 4. And it was actually made in-house through APPP Studio, which has worked on To Love Rue, a classic of a true piece. I don't know. I was going to say a joke.
I don't know if you're memeing me or what, because I haven't heard of that.
Dude, To Love...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, To Love Rue is essentially porn.
Oh,
and so they also...
I was right. I was correct.
Yeah, they also helped create some of the Gen 4 Pokemon animations.
Oh.
Mostly, they didn't fully produce it. They did, like, in-between animations just to smooth out shit.
That explains why it was so lewd.
Yeah, and then also... and they also did the JoJo OVAs. Published the entire thing in-house. So...
it's an enemy stand.
It is literally a JoJo reference. I know you guys were looking for that this episode. I got you. I got you guys. I know that you're missing out on your JoJo week 2.
You'd think we'd gotten it all out of the way, but... You'd think we got it all out of the way by talking about JoJo last time.
No, never. No. Never. There's never enough JoJo to be talked about, ever. Did you know that?
There's always going to be a reference in every podcast.
Yeah, that's the FAP guarantee. See
you
love
if you
proof.
Point it out, you win bragging rights.
Yeah, we'll pin your comment unless we have something more important to pin.
Like literally anything else.
Yeah, literally anything else. And okay, so we talked enough about who made this and what happened to it.
But what is it?
Well, let me tell you, children.
The basic plot is, the basic plot is that Kentaro Oe is a freeder, which is defined through Urban Dictionary, I know greatest sources in the world, someone in their 20s who is moving from job to job, mainly part-time jobs, which pay small wages, and he goes through 6 different jobs during the OVA, 1 per episode, and then the basic plot structure... meets a girl, messes up in some way, fixes that problem with his virtues and whatever, learning and shit, and then he leaves. And then the girls chase after him.
I don't forget the toilet.
Guys.
There's also a toilet fetish. It's a big toilet fetish.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
We'll get
into that later, man. Anyway, and that's literally all the plot we need to talk about, because that's it. It's an OVA. There's no overarching story. Quote unquote, no overarching story.
Is there in the manga? Because you've read the manga, right?
I've flipped through the manga. I haven't dedicated enough time. I've just realized where it comes from and why it's like that. So I can bring up that later. But it's like the manga is weird, and it's just funky. Funky anime podcast. Anyway, I try my hardest, guys. I'm a comedic genius. So, do you guys want to actually get into the actual review?
No.
Do you want to talk about the show?
Yeah, sure. Oh, guys. I guess not.
No, okay.
Oh. Well, I guess Garb's not in.
Guys, podcast over.
What
dude,
a surprise.
Garb's a negative Nancy. I'm going to just call you Nancy from now on.
Okay.
A Nancy?
Thanks, Nancy. Okay, anyway. So let's actually,
for the rest of this video, change Garb's name to Nancy.
Dude, it'll be a very shittily edited picture though. Like, it'll be really bad.
Good.
You're like Nancy Drew?
Yes.
Ah. You have good taste.
I see. You are a man of taste. Anyway, so let's get into the review for the third time I've said this.
Sure.
Let's first talk about the opening of the show.
Oh, which, wonderful.
This took a bit of research to find, but the OP for Golden Boy is quite literally titled Opening by Joyo Kata Unanagi.
Sure.
I think that's...
That's the way I like my openings.
And
I'm pronouncing.
And he... And, yeah, and that guy, Joyo, I'm just going to call him that. He actually composed the entire soundtrack of the show.
Oh, he did all the score and stuff, too?
Yeah, he did all the score, so it's, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, because there's, like, no lyrics, there's no nothing. It's... So, do you want to... Let's talk about the OP for a sec. It's funky. Okay, wouldn't you say that's a... It's a good little funk...
I don't think it's too strong, though. I don't think it really sums up the show well.
Well, but. I like it because it sets a serious tone, which is a complete contrast to what the show actually is.
About, setting you up for something serious and then punchline something completely ridiculous.
Yes. And it
gives me that very 90s anime.
Oh, yeah.
Just for like, sure.
Don't worry.
It's very... I've just... there.
Yeah,
it's it feels right.
Dude, I literally wrote down very 90s resonant in sentence.
I put down that it sounds kind of like KK Slider.
A little bit. It sounds a bit like KK Funk, like just a little bit, but then again, it's just, you know, it's a guitar over like a piano.
I do love me some KK Slider though, so that's a compliment.
Dude, KK's fucking killer boy. And, like, the OP itself is animated extremely well. It's a very... It's beautifully animated, but it's a very simple OP. No flashy text shots. There's nothing insane happening on the screen. It's literally a scene of him in his garage, cut to a credit. Scene of him, like, getting on his bike in the garage, credit. And then him going outside the garage, credit. Him driving down the street, credit. And that's it. That's the entire opening. And it's so simple, it works. It's just not in your face.
It just the is animation. What it is, and then it continues.
And then it's like,
and it doesn't suffer from all our current anime with their opening having like spoilers for the rest of the plot. Like, oh, there's something I read in the manga that probably shouldn't be on the opening.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like he's gonna fight this person.
Yes. Yes.
Or hey, this toilet is actually gonna be clean this episode. I mean,
spoilers.
I like
none of them are.
None of them.
No toilet is clean. No toilet.
They all feel
just the way I like
overused.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. So. Do you guys got anything else about the OP? It's a simple one. There's not a lot to talk about. Music's good, but nothing I would, like, listen to on my way to work or anything.
Yeah. It's not phenomenal, it gets the job done just fine.
Yeah. It's catchy. It's catchy, but you're like, it's not something that you're like, yeah, I want to listen to this more.
Yeah, exactly.
Again! Yeah.
Please play me more of that JoJo music I keep hearing about.
Play me that Golden Boy track. I love it. It's just like classical music.
What is it titled? Opening? That's the shit.
That is the bee's knee.
That is quite literally what the kids are saying these days. The shit.
That is
anyway.
Radical.
Radical. God, I definitely clipped the mic there. I got real close.
But a little more close to home. It's very educational.
Dude, it's very educational. Absolutely. Can't agree.
Very, very educational.
How educational?
Okay.
Study.
But let's talk about the ending, which is even less like showy than the opening. It's quite literally a text scroll on a black background, and the song is called Steady a Go Go by Golden Girls. And I'm not shitting you. It is called Study a Go-Go. And then I think Golden Girls, I actually need to look this up. But if if memory serves me...
That is a TV show about old girls.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I think it's actually the girls from the show singing it.
Really?
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
I'm figuring...
I thought it was the... Never mind, this reference would have been a little too old.
I'm figuring it out right now. Dude, we would have got you. Go for it.
Oh, well, okay. So, I guess they were referencing, have you ever seen James Bond?
Yes.
I think it's Goldfinger?
Yeah.
It's that scene where they paint that girl all gold.
He loved gold so much, he even dipped his schmelt in it. In an unfortunate schmelting accident.
Oh, man, Pino, that was a long drawing, dude. That was a...
Yeah.
That was a lot. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that got me, though. Ooh.
No, I don't think it did.
No, you heard me coughing. I laughed and then died.
Yeah, no, I think you're dying.
I am dying. That's the thing. Thank God.
Oh,
good night.
Gone.
Hmm?
Goodbye. Podcast is over.
Hmm?
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 I died.
Okay.
Hmm? Yeah, no, the ending is kind of a little boring.
Yeah, the ending's...
Just a black screen. I would usually skip it after the first time.
Yeah, no, I definitely did too. And it is, like, it's a generic ending song. There's nothing great about it. It is, like, a very 90s feeling song. I've listened to it a couple times after.
The whole show is very, very, very 90s.
Yeah, but, like, but the ending's, like, the bad 90s. Like, you're like, did we really do this in the 90s?
On the scale of 1 to Evangelion, it was not Evangelion,
which is a real shame, but
yeah,
the ending's just it's generic, it's nothing special, and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there because luckily, they need an ending.
Luckily, we aren't here for the ending. We're here for the meat and bones of this.
That
the
juicy
plot,
juicy educational meat.
That's what we call a segue.
So
I'm being good at those.
Good job, Pino. I'm glad you're adapting. I'm proud of you, boy. So
I don't know if anyone got that reference, but if you
I didn't hear the reference, but don't say it again because then you'd ruin the joke for everyone. Okay. The plot itself is very simple. As I said before in the structure, it's literally you get a new job, you see a new girl, you mess up. You fix that mess up, and then you leave. And guess what? That's the episode. And I have a synopsis for every episode right here. First...
That's wonderful.
First is Computers with Madam President. Second is Mayor Daughter Naoko Katsuda. Third is Noodle Shop Daughter Noriko. Fourth is Swim Coach Ayuko. Fifth is Motorcycle Ryoko Teriyama. And sixth is Cell Painter Chi. And that's it.
They're all memorable and have something very unique.
Well, that's what I said. That's why they have a little descriptor in front of their names.
Well, it's good that, like, I could see them in my head and I could recall parts of the episode just from
for
you.
For sure. Yeah.
Pointing those little details out.
I forgot to change something that I wrote about. So... it has JoJo Part 1 stuff. But we can skip over that because we don't... I don't need to remember characters, but we'll talk about that later.
We don't need the plot.
That's the plot. There's nothing real special about it. It is.
It's just a good time.
It's a good time for everyone, you know? It's a fun little distraction. Six episodes. You don't need an overarching plot. The one thing that I will say... Oh, yeah, spoilers. I just remembered that, like, we're doing spoilers, but it doesn't matter because it's a six-episode OVA. Who cares? But in the sixth episode, all the grills come back to help in some way to do the animation.
It was a nice ending. I really liked the last episode.
It's a good one, and you're like, this is a nice...
I really liked all the humor in it, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, all the kinds of humor that's in it are just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've shown me the gif, like, before I even watched it, of him, like, menacingly moving towards the camera with, like, the two dudes there, and then he just turns, goes the other way.
Yeah.
Yep. It's so good. Like, it's everything, there's stuff like that in every episode. It's so good.
Yeah, it's an extremely memeable show, but I think there's been more people who've seen the memes, but haven't seen the actual show, which is a shame, because the show has even more of that memeability. That like
there's so many good
solid,
reaction faces. Gifts.
Oh my god! Like from the manga, you can those faces in the anime are straight from the manga, like 100% beat for beat, and it's so good. And you're like,
educational.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's very educational. I did not know that.
Well, there you go. See.
This podcast is just so educational, guys.
I can't believe
I've now become a professor because of this.
If you can't tell, that is a recurring joke.
Yeah,
in the show,
We'll talk about that in a hot second. Yo, why is your cat jingle jangling? Fuck that
cat. I'm sorry, she just hopped in my lap.
Tell your cat to shut the fuck up.
No,
shut the.
Those are my bells.
I love her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pino.
It's okay.
I know you were trying to make a fashion statement and. I don't mean to shit talk on your style, man.
Okay. She's settled in my lap now.
Good.
And the cover is blown. Thanks, Carp.
God. I can't believe you. But, do we need anything else from, like, the plot-wise? We did. It's short, sweet to the point, funny music, funny jokes.
Funny music.
Funny memes. Shut up. Yeah.
I think we're good.
There's not too much else to talk about. So, let's get into the part where I have all the JoJo shit that I should not have in there. The characters. So,
I think Granny Arena.
Guys, let me read. Let me read a quote. Tom Petty is the dumbest character in the series. Dude, rip, though. That actually cuts real close to home. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oof. I forgot that.
Oh, no.
Because between the first episode and this episode, Tom Petty, the real musician, actually died. And we were all very, very upset.
I listened to his music like 3 days straight. It was not good.
We all did.
I know. But beyond the crippling sadness of losing a great artist...
We have the joy of learning and knowledge.
Yes. So...
Educated.
Why don't we just start
Hey, guys, guess what?
Welcome to the second episode of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of this anime to duke it out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants are Pino, Garb, and myself once more. So, who are you each advocating for?
Dang it. Go, Chuck.
I'll go last.
Go, Chuck. Go, Chuck.
Okay.
This is your show. This is a recurring theme,
ain't it? Okay. So, my best grill is Kentaro Oe.
The main character of the show.
He's a good Garb, boy. How about you? He's a good boy. He's a golden boy, some would say.
I pick Motorcycle Girl because she's the only one with a...
What's her name? Do you even know her name?
No, I don't. Because it's some Japanese shit, I don't know.
It's Ryoko Teriyama.
Sure, whatever.
Okay.
I like
and
her.
Then
she was the only one with, like, a good, like, legitimately hot scene where I was like, whoa.
Well, yeah, because she has a fetish for motorcycles, whoa. But don't worry about it. Anyway, next.
So I originally wanted to choose Noodle Girl, but I couldn't remember her name.
Her name is Noriko, by the way.
It's irrelevant.
Thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It's irrelevant because I already chose the toilet. Toilet is best girl, and I'll tell you why. Don't worry.
Okay, guys. So let's get into it. My roommates are talking. It's not bueno. Okay.
It's okay.
It's whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay. So I'm gonna talk about Kentaro Oe, the best golden grill ever to appear in an anime. Ready?
Can you put a picture up of Betty White when you see?
Dude, of course. I'm actually just gonna put up the logo for Golden Girls on the thumbnail. It's going to be great.
Hey, Betty White, if you are listening to this podcast, we would love to have
Hey, Betty White, what's your favorite anime? That's what I need to
Question
know.
Question of the day. Betty White,
yeah, put your answer in the anime? Comments or tweet.
What do you think Betty me. White's favorite anime is?
Dude, the question of the day. What is Betty White's favorite anime? You must harass her Twitter or Facebook or MySpace.
She's a sweet lady.
I don't know where she is.
She's a sweet lady.
Yeah, I'm not saying she isn't, but she's old. I don't know what social media she's using.
She's bored.
She's using Pinterest for some reason.
Yeah, that's her main social media. Anyway, Kentaro Oe.
I love these pictures.
Minion costumes, my favorite.
Good lord.
It's true, though. That's like half of Pinterest. Yeah. Anyway, so Kentaro Oe. He's a 25-year-old freeder. As I said before, he's going around jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And there is
describe his appearance.
He is a very expressive young man.
Okay.
He has beautiful brown hair. He has a very strong physique. And he gives a good suck. He has a will
to
in
get
a way.
Educated.
Quite literally, one of his quotes is, "Currently, I am a student of life," and that in its own right is
poetry.
So phenomenal. And that's how you
commendable.
You should live your life like that, like Kentaro does. And so he is a college-educated student without a degree, but he got all of his credits. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He doesn't need a degree. Stick it to the man. Pay for 4 years of college. Don't get the degree. Who gives a shit about that, right? Who needs a degree? Yeah. Anyway, he's always working, so you know he's always going to have a source of income. So that's always good.
Okay.
He's always learning. Yeah. Which is crazy, because he has this little notebook. He keeps writing in it, and he's like, wow, this boy really cares.
He's really educated.
He's very educated. Honestly, he's one of the smartest anime characters ever to exist. Quote
he's
me on that.
He's the dumbest and the smartest. I have, like, three separate notes where I'm like, is he a genius? Is he an idiot? I can't tell. And then there's, like... A note where I'm like,
is Kentaro the smart one?
There's a note where I'm like, okay,
does
he's a
is
genius.
Kentaro genius?
And then like 5 pages down, it's like, nope, he's an idiot again. Never mind.
Well, like, that's like his virtue, you know? He's like, he's a very goofy guy, so like, you never need to be like too serious around him or expect him to be way too serious. But he can also be like way serious at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the like shots of him pleading for his job. Serious.
Oh.
Serious.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Wait a second. Wait a second.
What are we waiting for?
I'm looking up something. I think this is the quote. Oh, yeah. The quote. One of my favorite quotes from him is, "The wild beast inside of you has awoken the wild beast inside of me."
Poetry.
And it is... Hmm. It is... so good. I just had to look it up just to make sure I wouldn't misquote it. But he's just so good. And he's physically fit and cares about the environment because he rides his bike everywhere. Like, come on. Have you seen his rippling muscles in the 4th episode when he goes swimming? This man is hot. I'm not gay, I can tell you when a guy is hot.
Hot.
Like Garb, he is not hot. Kaino, flaming. Kentaro, he is the sun.
I'm going to need a restraining order. Uh-huh.
Well, too bad. I'm next to you.
Oh, no. You're right. Platonically.
Yeah, of course. And he is a bit of a pervert, but aren't we all? Aren't we all a bit of a pervert?
That's the best thing about Kentaro, is that there's a little bit of Kentaro inside
all of us. He's relatable, you know?
He's very human.
He has a little bit of a toilet fetish, but like that's okay. Like
that's what I'm supposed to say. Thank you very much.
No, that's
forgive him because he's lovable.
Yeah, he's a lovable goofball, and he also like has his like spit fetish. He eats the spit the first episode. That was a good.
That was a funny
joke.
Right.
I remember the first time I watched that. That was a good one. And he always has a good attitude and just always, like, has the morals. Like, his morals are usually the things that, like...
He's always positive. You know, there's so much negativity in the world. A lot of it is spurred on by me. But,
understandable.
Kentaro
have
knows
a good
how, to,
day.
How to see above that, see past that.
Yeah. He's...
More, yeah.
He's just a good old boy. And he tries his hardest, and he succeeds.
Some might say a golden boy.
Some, but not all. But some.
No, not all.
But I think that's all about Kentaro. Is there any objections to Kentaro being the best grill?
Well, he does start off on the wrong foot every episode. Or mostly every episode. Everybody either loves him or hates him.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, he's probably got to learn to be a little more...
He abandons all those women that fall in love with him. How could he?
No, but
he... Because
he's a freeder.
He doesn't know that.
He needs another job. Except for the second episode where the girl's like,
but he wasn't fired, but like he wasn't fired. He just leaves. I gotta learn.
Yeah,
some
he
more.
Leaves. He,
like if you have a steady job, if you have a steady job, you should just keep it.
Well, but no, but like,
you, have you seen the economy right now? It's not bad.
This was in the 90s. The economy was fucking booming. We don't care.
Okay.
Booming.
Okay. Okay. Boom. I'll give you that.
Booming. But
still, though,
it's like just so.
Like,
he still has a constant income. He's still working. Every episode.
Yes.
Bam, 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 bam.
And he's doing jobs that no one else wants to do.
Yeah, he's the dirty job boy of the anime world. What's the name of Dirty Job Man?
Micro.
Dirty Jobs?
What's I don't know why I know that off the top of my head, but it's Micro.
Like, oh, true. I don't know why you know.
Micro.
Dude, Ro-Ro fight the power. Anyway. I still think Kintaro's best grill, but I think it's down to... It's Pino next, actually, because you, in fact, are next in line for anime suggestions, so you are next, my man.
Okay. So... This is interesting. So, I chose the chose the only thing that came to my mind at the what? I chose the one thing that came to my mind at the moment. When I watched the show, the one thing that not really resonated.
It was very
odd.
Anna, do you have a pocket toilet fetish that you haven't told us about yet?
No. Oh. But I do like cleanliness. I do like being clean.
Okay.
So I chose the toilet because obviously
the only logical thing to come to think of, you know,
honest.
Because last time I chose the best character, if you remember, I chose Mr. Zeppelin. So I decided to challenge myself and choose someone I think would be difficult to defend. So I chose a toilet. Now it appears in almost every episode, right? Am I right?
First, second.
So he's near the beginning.
I don't think in Udon. The third episode, I don't think there was. Wait, was there?
No, I think it did. I think there was.
Because I
can scrub quickly.
I know the toilet is equal to or greater than in importance than Kintaro himself.
The toilet is basically the second main character of this anime, which it's true.
And it always receives, I think, the correct amount of screen time. In my opinion,
exactly the right amount. Not too much, not too little.
Never overstates its welcome, you know?
Not too much, not too little, so it knows its boundaries, right?
You're always excited.
It knows when
it
should stop. And it defends itself when it feels attacked, such as in episode 1 when the water comes out
and Kintaro drinks it.
Enters the guy's.
Yeah. You know.
Was that crossing the line, Kintaro? I think so. Would I write a restraining order on Kintaro?
Can I give you a couple quotes from Kintaro from that episode about the toilet real quick?
Sure.
One quote is, "Her beautiful majesty sits here, and her assets are, no, I shouldn't think about that." And the other quote is, "Oh, how naughty. Her majesty's giving me a golden shower."
That rings a bell.
Yeah.
That I wanted to forget. I think I took this section and I just decided to be the lawyer. I want equality for all, okay? Kintaro should go away forever. Let's just say some of the best moments
come from... Toilet time with Kintaro.
Yes, from those scenes. Now, come at me.
I have no objections.
I don't have anything else to say.
I don't like... there are no memorable quotes from the toilet. I'm like...
That's because it's a fucking toilet.
But you can't quote it.
You
can't quote the toilet.
But you can post a picture of it on anywhere.
And you'll know.
And you will get questions. Just like the one that's posted in our chat right now. And we're going to put it on the screen if technology lets us.
I'm going to pin it just so I remember. But that's Kintaro. Kintaro's in that picture. Why?
Yeah.
That's.
And I don't think
yeah,
the toilet asked for consent
the frame,
right there.
Look at the frame. Analyze it. What do you see? Who do you see first? Him? Do you see Kintaro first? Do you see the toilet? That should say...
I see the toilet.
Who's more important here?
Kintaro's overlaying over the toilet.
You're wrong. Shut up.
Look at his left arm!
I actually see the thing that holds the little cleaning plunger thing. The blue thing in the corner.
Oh, true. Never mind. That's the best grill. It's over, guys. Ending the segment.
It's over. We don't even need to listen to Garb right now.
Wait, but...
I agree.
Wait a second. Kentaro has a fanny pack. I forgot to mention that. He has a fanny pack. That's it. That's all I need to say. He has a fanny pack.
Looks like he's got Jordans.
Hell yeah. He's got a jump for those women that he's going after.
He's got to catch them airs. All right, my defense is over, and I think I may have won this
one. But I don't... Just, like, the...
Combs hair.
The toilet... You can't quote him! There's no memorable lines from the toilet.
Flush, flush, squirt.
He's right.
He's right. Guys, that's gonna be my text notification from now on. Thank you, Pino.
Flush, flush, squirt, squirt. This podcast was a mistake.
Anime was a mistake.
Just every single episode, Pino says something that I want on a shirt. Like, the sandwich is half full. Flush, flush, squirt, squirt. Like...
I really just am the quote guy.
If you check the opening and if I didn't fuck up anything about it, you would have seen he is the quotes guy. Or maybe I haven't edited yet and it's just...
Maybe I'm just moral support like...
It will also say moral support. I did not change that. But, Toilet, still a weaker character than Kentaro in my book, but we can get past that. We can...
Yeah, we gotta hear what garbage.
We have to hear about the actual girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cooties.
Picked an actual girl. I picked the motorcycle girl from what, episode 4? I don't fucking remember. What was her name? Ryoko Matoy?
I think it was 4 or 5.
No, that was episode 5.
That was 5. I think. Okay.
Yeah, because 4 her. Was
very memorable.
Her
name is Riko Teriyama, by the way.
Yeah, Ryoko Matoy, whatever.
Riko Teriyaki.
Basic.
Delicious teriyaki in Spanish.
Dude, Ryu.
What's your name again for
oh
real?
My gosh,
I wasn't listening to you the first
time. It's Riko? Reiko. You pronounce
Riko,
it however
Riko.
You feel.
Okay. I'll say Riko.
Dude, so, I love Riko. He's my favorite legendary beast from Gen 2.
She is.
Next time we'll talk about the difference between Ryu and Riko.
She's very, very sexually stimulated by her motorcycle.
And speed.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is hot. It has one of the most legitimately intense scenes in the whole show. I was amazed when I saw it. I was like, damn. And I posted a GIF in the NSFW chat.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, damn, I should watch that show. Why didn't you show me that, Chuck, when you were trying to introduce me to this show?
I told you it was basically porn. I told you.
I didn't
this
listen.
Was, this is garbage.
You got a show, not tell.
I showed him a scene from
show,
Bobo. He's like, why didn't you show me this sooner?
Why didn't you show me this specific scene? Why didn't you show me this specific scene that specifically caters to my perverted interests alone?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
My bad.
But yeah.
My bad.
And she's squeezing him? She's
understandable.
Giving him a squeeze? It's a good
time. Have a good day.
God,
it's a good time.
She
lives a double life. She acts all innocent, but then, you know what they say: something in the something freaking the sheets.
Okay, that's a quote too. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Something freaking the sheets. You got it, Garb.
That's what she is though. Was she like a nun? Like a Buddhist church or something?
No, she's like a fucking... She's like a clairvoyant.
Priestess lady.
Are there nuns in Buddhist church? I don't think there's nuns.
They're just...
One time I sneezed in front of a nun.
I think you just offended many nuns.
Yeah, dude, I can't... You roasted both nuns and Buddhists.
And Buddhist nuns.
I sneezed in front of a nun one time and she didn't say bless you.
Oh,
that was
God.
Like 10
you're gonna
years
go
ago.
Straight to hell.
She might have quit
still
then.
Mad.
Dude, you're going to hell. She knew it wasn't worth her time to say bless you when you were already straight to hell.
She knew I'm bathing in sin.
Is that it? Is that all you have? That she's
I think
hot
so.
And she rides a motorcycle?
Needs, I don't think she needs anything else. She's so good that you couldn't even post a gif of her because it's too lewd.
Guys, guess what? Kentaro beat her motorcycle when he's on a bike. Just let that sit for a second.
She got too cocky. That's part of her personality.
So that makes
her
bad.
And that's why I love
her.
No.
She has a terrible character flaw.
No, she's still a human.
But she learned. She learned.
No, Kentaro learns. He learns.
No, he almost dies.
Why did she come back?
He almost died.
But he wins.
So?
He studies. Kentaro studies, study, study.
She studies
study,
the bike.
Study. No, she's...
That's not studying.
That's not studying.
I'm a little offended right now. As a gentleman and a scholar, that is not studying. That is experimenting.
It's nothing wrong with that. That's also very educational.
Yeah, but that's not studying, per se.
Kids stay in school.
We have different definitions of studying.
Okay.
I'm coming to learn.
Stay in school. Stay in school.
Stay in school, kids. Don't listen to us. We're all technically educated, but not great.
I think Pino wins.
No, I... No!
My okay, vote's guys. On
well,
toilet.
It's a good thing we don't have to decide. Hey, guys. It's all the listeners have to decide.
Guys, guess what? This is a part of the show where you can send in your pick for the best grill. Send in your emails to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. We'll read some for every episode of the anime that we're watching. Stay tuned for the end of the episode, or the beginning if you caught on, which anime you'll be picking the grills from next episode.
We accidentally said it.
I didn't accidentally said it. I had to say it for a meme. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I might put a poll up on the video. There might if you
draw poll.
If you check, I forgot you can do that.
No, if you check the cards, the eye on the upper right-hand corner, it's probably up there by now. If not, I just forgot.
The heart of the cards.
There might just be a straw poll in there somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, do you want to talk about any of the other characters? Because I think doing the girl part first and then doing the character is better.
Sure.
So we can talk about all the other girls.
Noodle Girl was cool. I didn't like the first
Noodle Girl
one.
Was best girl.
I do like... I like Daddy Issues Naoko.
Oh, she was she's good too. Funny. Actually, now that I think about
she's
it.
She's funny.
Yes. Yeah.
She's my, one funny. Of my favorite quotes from the girls was my warm pit of aroused passion. And yes. I don't know why, but that stuck with me so hard. Like, I put a note in. Like, just it's just that quote. No
dude,
context.
It's a good quote, though.
I also have a note saying that Sunder bitch Kitaro Satoru is more of a bitch than Celica. Fuck her. She's a cunt.
Oh, wow.
Wow, got him.
That's when we do our gaming podcast.
Guys, come in next week for our weekly gaming podcast called Funky...
Gamers.
Funky Game Podcast. FGP. Guys, come back for FGP.
FAG, dude. wait a second.
Wait a minute.
I don't think I'm coming back next episode. I'll probably get many angry comments right now.
Just wait a second.
I thought it
second.
Was good.
It was a
I'll
funny
defend
joke.
You to the death over that. That was
dude,
funny.
Dude, are we going on Defend It? My favorite Beard Bros anime?
Whoa.
By what? That one contortionist?
Yes. How did you know?
Dude, the contortionist is the best.
So, other characters... All the guys in episode 6, like all the like the animation people, didn't really stick with me.
They're memorable.
Didn't?
I thought they were memorable. They were the only nice.
Well,
like,
yeah,
men.
True. There's a quote where it's like, "Well, Kentaro, you're really good at boobs. Why don't you join animation?" And I'm like, "Okay, Kentaro, like come on, don't have to show us all up. Maybe I can't draw boobs, but come on.
I can draw faces."
I did like at the end after the narrator like says his bullshit about Kentaro saving the world or not, it shows the cell shader girl, Chie, I think how to pronounce her name, or just Chi, I don't know. But she's like, Kentaro taught me how to like give it my all and shit like that, and I'm like, that's a good ending.
I forgot one of my other favorite quotes was from Motorcycle Girl, and it says, "Wait, we haven't even developed a subplot yet."
Oh, true.
Oh, right. Yeah. That.
There's.
I love when they anything breaks.
Yeah,
the
there's wall. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a solid one. And then I liked the what the fuck is his name? I have it written down with a quote. I liked Hiroshi Kagure, the evil man from the noodle shop episode 3, mostly because of the horse racing scene, just because he says this, and I quote, "All right, I'll finish you with the Kagure special corkscrew kiss," in which he kisses Kentaro, and it is comedy gold. It is fucking phenomenal. I love it so much.
It was probably one of the most more memorable moments of the show.
Yeah, and they cross cut it with all like the Navy ships battling. It's a good touch. It was a good touch. It was a funny joke. I think any other characters. I like the noodle shop episode. Actually, had a lot of memorable characters because they had the girl, the mom, and the dad. Both are pretty memorable.
And then the dude that was in the shop, and then the
guy who was like, "Oh, these noodles are shit," and Katara's like, "Oh no!"
And then by the end, he's like, "Hey, these are pretty good."
Pretty good. And he's like, "Okay." And other than that, really, there's nothing of major. Oh, and the mayor. The mayor I liked just because he had a big neck.
That was there's bicycle shop guy. I don't think we talked about him.
A very nice man. He's an old good guy. And he fixes Kintaro's bike for free, like a true gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
That's something
that's
only
you got a friend in me, bicycle man.
That's only the fucking. I was trying to make a word, but I can't do it anymore. Give up. I'm gonna kill myself now, guys. Good night.
Goodbye. I'll miss you.
No. Goodbye.
I'm gonna drown myself.
Next time we'll be watching.
I'm gonna drown myself in diet peach tea Snapple.
Please don't. Not yet though. Not until we finish the segment.
Snapple, sponsor me. Just me. No one else. Just me.
Yeah. Just me.
Just me.
I mean, just him.
No, fuck you, Pino. I get all the Snapple.
Just him.
Yeah, that's
right. How it is.
Not me.
No, that's not. That ain't Falco. That ain't Falco. Anyway. Is that it? We talked
I wanna
about
talk about the animation. I'm ready.
Guess what?
That.
Yeah.
Guess what?
That's
nice. Let's talk about some animation, motherfuckers.
Ooh, it feels just like the 90s.
Yeah. Yes. I specifically have a note saying how like it's funny how like an entire era everything looks so similar.
It's all captured. Like all the 90s it's captured into this one project, I would say, I guess. This OVA just, like, gets everything of, like, the 90s. You're like, oh, shit, that's right. This is the 90s still. It's good.
And I like the
pencil-drawn aesthetic. Well, like, it's a 90s anime, so it always looks like that. But like it especially in this. And with, like, the smooth animation, like the...
How do you like my swimming?
Bit, like, so well animated, but you can like still see like the pencil drawings part of it.
Yeah,
which is actually like it's drawn directly from the manga, like all the animation, like little weirdness with like the lines and whatnot, straight from the manga. So it's like so faithful, and it looks really nice.
One of my drunk notes says like I like the parts where the animation gets randomly good. It gets really detailed, and it's only for like a joke. Mm-hmm. And like it gets really serious and the animation gets really detailed, and then it like it just adds to the punchline of the joke even more.
Yeah.
Like nope.
to hell with this. I won't have to do this pathetic display.
I also said why don't they have noses half the time?
Because the who you call him Pinhead?
Who you call him Pinhead?
Who me?
I'm Dirty Dan. What'd you do to my drink?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyways, the animation was actually really nice. Compared to if anyone ever saw Episode Zero, the Fire Emblem anime.
Same production company, by the way.
Same production, but it's still better.
Yeah, and also like
I enjoyed
comparatively to like. Old One Piece, better. When was One Piece first produced?
1999.
Really? That's
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
The anime.
1999.
That's
when it started.
Dude, 1999, summer of 1999. Let the voice of love take you higher.
Bizarre summer.
Yeah, October 20th, 1999. Rigged. Golden Boy looks a lot better, especially with the boob physics. Mm.
Well, yeah, we can discuss that a different day.
Well, but
we can discuss art styles and other things a different day.
But like
before I re at the camera.
There's no camera. Am I gonna have to put up a face cam for you? Just a single face cam for Pino?
You can just put that picture of the toilet once again.
Oh, of course. I can easy do that. And what else? It's the boo physics also came straight from the manga. There are little jiggle noises. So it's true. It's faithful.
Very much so.
Is that it? I think. Oh, the backgrounds. That's what I haven't said. The backgrounds for the anime is just...
Scenery's nice.
It's so good. Like, all the... Once again, made in the 90s. Hand-drawn.
Especially, like, the motorcycle girl episode. Like, everything.
Yeah. Like, all, like, the vistas that you see in, like, the valleys, mountainside. Like, those look so nice. It has...
And even the like shrine place where the motorcycle girl was from, that was like something.
It's very pretty.
Like, my mouth was agape. I was like, wow, this is art.
Oh,
art.
Yeah, like it's you can see all like the hand drawn aesthetic that you never really get.
Yeah.
A lot anymore, unless it's like a super stylized anime nowadays. But you miss that shit, you know.
Yeah. Very much so. I forgot to mention it earlier, but all the very detailed faces really bugged me.
Why?
Especially because how accurate they got the teeth.
Yeah.
Like, the teeth, just like, they're just weird.
They're just teeth. That's how it is. They're weird. Just teeth.
Yeah, but they're just, like, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it's just like, Kentaro, you've got some good teeth.
He's got some chompers.
Damn.
That's exactly
like,
what
dang,
I was gonna...
Like, close your mouth, man. Just
yeah, you know, it happens.
All he does is smile. He can't. He can't not show.
He's a happy boy.
He's so happy.
I'm so happy.
It's exactly how he sounds like in the dub. If you watch the dub,
I even watched the dub.
We'll talk about that. Talk about that in a little bit under miscellaneous, I guess. That can be our.
Sure.
But is that all we want to talk about for the art and animation?
Yeah, I'm satisfied with that.
Well, let's
until like an hour after we're done with this, and I'm like, I should have said that.
Dude, that'll be the post that I pin. Anyway,
yes.
So let's talk about the feel and atmosphere. And Garb actually pointed this out on the wiki, I think. And I want to read this out for you.
sure.
So
please do.
It's just a little paragraph under the Golden Boy manga. Wikipedia page?
Okay. Yeah.
The Golden Boy OVA has been positively received by English language viewers, but it is widely known for its mature content.
Okay.
While the OVA is not strictly a hentai animation, it does feature instances of partial female nudity, orgasms,
motorcycle.
Orgasms, and female masturbation.
And motorcycle.
Yes, all motorcycle. But in contrast, the manga becomes almost pornographic starting in the second volume, and I can confirm there's some weird ass shit happening in that manga. Some weird ass hentai shit, and you're like, guys, like Tatsuya Ogawa, can you like not?
Anime wouldn't exist if it weren't for sexually frustrated Japanese men.
Well, tentacle porn wouldn't exist without the...
But hey, that's a culture shock theory.
Don't worry about it. My roommate just fucking looked at me weird because I was talking about tentacle porn, but don't worry about it. It's good.
Don't put that on your show.
Don't listen to this with your families, kid. Kids, don't listen to this with your mom. Unless she's
this one.
Also went
it's
to
a little
TVMA
saying that
right now.
An hour in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have it like on the screen, right? We'll have like Elmo saying, "Don't watch this."
Elmo?
I don't know, man. Can we use that? Is that copyright?
I mean, I'll pick a gross ripoff Elmo.
Oh no, never mind. I've done a mistake.
Yeah.
Just take a picture of a pinata Elmo in one of the Hispanic
stores. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly the Elmo.
I'll find a picture for you, Garb, one day.
It's so good.
I'll actually go to one.
Please do. Buy it. And then whenever we meet up, we can beat the shit out of it.
Buy it?
Like the thing. Oh, yeah. I want to go back to the tentacle board thing like real quick. Because it's a good topic that I don't think anyone's going to hear about unless I tell them.
Yeah, so I think about it a lot. I don't know.
I know.
About
you guys. there's a censor ban, like you know how most Japanese hentai is censored. There's a ban that like it can't show like the penis, parts of the vagina, that shit. But we can just use a fucking tentacle instead. So this, I can't remember the artist's name, but like he used tentacles instead of a penis, so he could get the most, and it got past the ban. So that's why.
This is the research genius, that really. We're doing for you guys.
Yeah, IMHO.
Like, see, you learn something. Sometimes it's about just.
Why
producers.
Am I friends with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. You're the one who's like, man, okay, I'll join this podcast.
Wait a minute, you drew something with tentacles for me.
Put it on the screen right
what?
Now.
What? I don't know. I don't know what I'm putting up on the screen.
I'll give it to you later.
It's in the pins on my server.
God, that's too difficult. You have to send it to me directly or else I'll forget.
I have.
Anyway.
I have a picture.
My quote is, it is, once again, very 90s, basically porn, extremely hilarious, fun characters, the need for education, one day he might even save the world. That is exactly what I wrote. Some of it isn't a real sentence. It's okay. It's a good anime, though.
I also want to say that the satire was really good. There was, like, a part where there was, like, Dragon Ball Z electricity. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially, like, getting off the high of just watching, like, the double episode Dragon Ball Super.
Dude,
like,
dude, Dragon Ball's... Eh.
It is kind of bad.
Told you. Anyway.
I love the... I can't wait for the game, though.
Dude.
Which one?
Xenoverse 2?
No,
fighting one. The 2D
Z.
Fighting one. Oh, that one actually
that
looks really good.
That one's going to be great.
But we're getting a bit off topic.
By that, in a heartbeat.
But do we have anything else about like the actual like feel of the anime? Like, it's goofy, but it can be like...
It's feel good at the end.
But it can be like a super serious one, too. Like, in the noodle episode, probably the most memorable... They're all memorable. Just kidding. But the noodle episode with, like, the guy beating up Kentaro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was, like, you're, like...
On the bridge.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, on the bridge, but also when he was outside the car, and he's, like, did you mean that?
Oh, yeah, that's
he's,
true.
Like,
he
said were you standing
sincere.
Out there listening the whole entire time? No, I was sitting and listening.
Oh, yeah. You what?
You what? What did you do to my drink?
What did you do to my evil plan? Yeah, no.
But
it's very feel good. Like he's someone like you would like. It's like one of those guys that you don't talk to, but you know there's like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And then you realize he likes toilets or something.
It's too real.
And you're like, ooh, I don't know.
And you're like, I'm gonna hang out this way.
I'm gonna walk this way away from you. And not get near the bathroom.
But overall, like, this is a pretty like kind of awesome. Once you get past the other parts,
it's very educational. Yeah. Study, study, study.
I love.
Would
computers.
I recommend it? Probably.
Guys, we're not even about the rankings yet. Come on, Pino.
I'm not rating it.
You
yet.
You ranked it out of yes or no, and you said yes. God, can't believe you.
I said maybe.
Oh, maybe later.
Maybe later. All right. What's next?
So, let's talk about the miscellaneous shit. Since we, whatever we didn't cover, guess what? We get to talk about it now.
Anything I'm pretty sure I heard the Buck Bumble song in the show.
When?
During the Motorcycle Girl episode.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, there's the Noodle Girl. I'm sorry. I looked at her. Not the Noodle Girl.
I like flowers.
The tentacle girl, but like. The Noodle Girl, yeah.
I know something I want to talk about.
Go
the
for
voice
it.
Acting for Kentaro. The voice actor for Kentaro is a goddamn genius.
Now, were we talking sub or dub?
Dub. Because,
dub?
Like, okay. he sounds like just a normal dude. Like, he doesn't sound like overly epic or like Piccolo.
He doesn't sound like a voice actor.
Yeah, no, he just sounds like a dude they just got off the street. But, like, it fits the character so well. And it's not, like, annoying.
Mm-hmm. This is Kentaro Oe, age 25.
Like, everyone else sounds like normal voice acting that you would expect, but...
Mm-hmm.
He's, it just fits.
Kentaro Oe, age 25. He withdrew from Tokyo University Law School, but only after he had already completed all of the requirements for graduation. Ever since, he has traveled the highway and byways of Japan, trying out new jobs and positions and learning about life to the fullest. Striving ahead on his trusty bicycle, the Migazuki 5, or Migazaki, I don't know, he continued forward, seeking his destiny, and who knows, perhaps he's destined to even save the world. That's it.
I like his radical different changes. Like, first he'll sound normal, right? And then all of a sudden, oh boy, like that. Like, that's something that really caught me off guard.
It's good, though. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's a good time. Makes him feel more real.
Like, I, looking at the guy who did the voice, Doug Smith, he didn't do a lot.
Yeah, no.
Which is a shame. That was actually his first job, though. His first, like, voice acting job.
Maybe he is Kentaro.
He is Kentaro, eh?
He just stopped being a voice actor, and now he's a manga artist.
Dude,
he moved on to do other strange jobs and learning about life along the way.
Yeah, dude, seeking his destiny. But I've watched the sub probably twice, and I've watched the dub five times now.
How would the subs and dubs differ? Do the jokes translate enough?
The jokes do translate from Japanese to English. But, like, since I'm, like, an English native speaker, I'm not a fucking mega weeb. I'm just a weeb.
I typically watch stuff subbed, but I watch this dubbed because specifically stuff like comedy stuff, like Panty and Stocking and as well. Like, that show, like, watch it in English because it's way funnier.
Yeah, it's
like this,
really...
I would say, like, because the jokes...
The jokes hit so well in both that your native language is a better thing to sit through. And, like, it's... The gags itself are, like, visual, so you don't want to be reading something when something else happens, like, on the screen, and you're like, oh, shit, I missed the meme. But it's...
Oh, no, I missed the good animation. Or in Toei's case, oh, no, I missed that weird face.
Oh, no, I missed the...
I missed that face. Weirdly shapen Zeno in the background.
I missed the...
Oh, boy, Luffy doesn't have an eye. It
feels bad. Can he poop?
I'll find that picture.
It is really funny, and that's something I really like thinking about how, like, stuff can translate really well. Like, the Nichijou, like, coffee scene is, like, the perfect example.
Oh, that
how, like, you don't need to be... If you could, like, with subtitles there, or even if there were no subtitles, you would understand exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like,
but compared to the next week's show...
No, we don't give a shit about your show yet. We're still talking about the miscellaneous. God, shut up, Pino. I can't believe you're ruining the flow of this show.
Oh, no. We're going to have to cut this one short. It's about to get loud in here. No, I'm serious.
Okay, guys, let's wrap this shit up, guys. Anything else miscellaneous?
Go. No, let's go. Let's go. Okay, what are we doing? What are we doing next time? What are we doing next time,
Pino? Rank it first. What would you rank
it? So I'm going to rank this. I'm going to give this if...
Suddenly Mexican.
So, this is the most unprofessional episode yet.
I don't know.
So,
but okay, go for it.
If I were to give this one out... I'm going to give this a 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes, and the reason is because it was too short. Yes, I'm that guy who's angry because it's a little too short. It could be a little, you know, they do push the boundaries a little, which I don't really mind, but, like, keeping an eye on our viewers and who they are, you know, maybe they're a little, like, squeamish when it comes to rounded areas of the body.
Well, guess what? They can buck up because welcome to the real world, jackass. Porn rules the world!
Okay.
what was your ranking, Chuck? Well, you're going to give it, like, a 5 out of 5, I'm sure.
No, I've given it a 4 out of 5.
Really?
Because... I like a 4.
Really?
It's in between 4 and a 4.5 because it's long enough that you get the feel for the show. You're not, like, stuck with a one episode OVA because those fucking suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't
like Fire Emblem.
Yes. Well, that was just destined to be bad to begin with. But it's I still think it's a solid 4 just because it hits everything that it needs to hit. It translates well into English. yes, mm-hmm. there are some, like, weird animation shit. Yes, there's some weird, like, speaking and toilet shit. And you're like, ooh, why'd you eat the spit? But it made me giggle. And I'm like, huh, it's okay, Kentaro. You can eat spit.
He's a man among men.
You forgive him.
Yeah, so I think 4.4, I just think 4, solid 4, is my ranking because it just works.
Interesting. I was going to give it a solid 4.5 out of 5.
Yes, go for it then. Tell us, like, see, that's what I'm, like, in between right now.
Interesting. I didn't think you'd give it such a high rating.
I loved it, I prefer shorter shows. I prefer shorter video games. Uh-huh. So, like, that was right up my alley.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, you like Breath of the Wild. I don't know about that one.
That's true.
I mean, technically, it is a short game if you don't do any of the other things.
He's got a point.
But then, like, it becomes like Dark Souls.
Dude, everything's just Dark Souls.
Dude, did you know...
I'm giving this a Dark Souls out of Kentucky.
Guys, did you know that Golden Boy is actually the Dark Souls of anime?
Ooh, I would never have guessed.
Well, there you go.
Actually, Kentaro is Dark Souls is the Kentaro of video games.
Amen.
He's the guy in the front of the box of Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Little did you know, that's some trivia. It's actually Kentaro.
I'm gonna make a really study. Guys, you just gave me the best idea. It's just gonna be a really shittily animated Kentaro head over the Dark Souls 3 logo, and that'll be the thumbnail.
You read my mind. I wanted to say that, but I was like, nah, I don't want to give Chuck that much trouble. But if he said it,
dude,
then I'm okay with
good.
It.
It's going to be a funny joke, and everyone's going to be like,
great.
Fuck you, that's a bad joke, and I'll be like, no.
I don't get it. Not everything is Dark Souls, except for Cuphead and Crash and Breath of the Wild.
Supino, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Wait, no. Garb, do you have anything else to say? Because you literally just said it was a 4.5 because you liked it.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was good. I like porn, so...
Guys, I like porn. 2017, Garbalax, quote this
it's
man.
It's true.
Yeah.
Put it on a hat.
I'm not going to hide it.
Put it on a hat. I like porn. We're going to sell zero
not
hats.
A shirt. A hat.
We're going to sell quite literally zero hats.
They're not even going to be made.
We'll sell 5 because it's all me.
We'll go to a convention and have 2 left. We're going to be wearing the hats. 3 of us are going to be wearing the hats, and then there's going to be 2 for sale. Okay.
These are display.
Guys, these are one of them's display only, and there's one left to sell.
They're going fast. Okay. They all sold out.
They're going fast. We have one left. We actually have 100% of our stock, but there's only one left. Get it fast.
Good lord.
That's genius. So, Pino, after I rudely interrupted Garbalax trying to get a good in, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we're watching the not highly anticipated series.
I don't...
Bobo.
Wait, did you say Bobo?
But yeah, I said Bobo. I said Bo. The bona fide Bowtector. Bobo's Bizarre Adventure Part 1. Nose Hair Tenacity.
There you go. You heard...
I mean, tendency.
That's part 2, though.
We're only going to be watching, I think, 10 episodes.
That's what you said.
Wasn't it like the first... Aren't those the first 2 arcs?
That's the first 2 arcs, yeah.
Technically, that's the first arc.
Okay.
First one... I think it's like...
According to Wikipedia, that's the first 2 arcs.
Yeah, and that's enough, because, like, that's good.
that's enough, bo.
That's enough for you to get a nice taste, even though the later episodes are actually one of my... Like, they're great moments in the earlier ones, but when all the characters come together, that's when, just becomes...
We'll see if we continue watching it. That'll be a true testament to the show.
I'm looking forward to the episode after Bo that I get to pick the show.
Did someone say...
meow,
we're
meow.
Not telling yet. Dude, spoilers. We can't say that name.
I just meow, dude. It could be Pokemon.
Dude, I love meow.
That's right.
I love bags.
That's right.
What's happening to this
guys,
show?
We're episode 2. We're already way worn out and have no jokes left. We've run
Delete
out.
This.
Delete this.
I remember
please.
When the podcast used to just watch anime.
Guys. I wish
Fab doesn't do anime anymore.
Fab don't watch Nanane no noer.
I remember when they actually made sense.
Yeah.
They don't make no sense
Episode
no more.
Episode 0? when we...
Oh, yeah, that was the only time.
When we had a legitimate discussion in the middle of it for, like, what?
I remember when there was good editing or no interruptions.
No, if you remember episode zero, you had to cut yourself out at the end, so...
You're right. Oh, shh. That's a secret. for the Patreon.
Guys, subscribe to our Patreon. Go to crunchmunch.com/FAPCAST Fabcast to get a 30-day free trial for Crunch Munch Premium. It's not an actual sponsor, but if enough people go to it,
I love Crunch Munch.
If you go, enough people will go
guys,
there.
Go to Uber/Beans.
Guys, go to Uber/Beans, please, and YouTube.com/Uber/Beans, and you'll find our Audible deal.
Please,
wonderful.
Please guys, subscribe.
Please, guys. We're five emotes away from the next emote slot. We're five emotes away from the next subscriber. Please subscribe.
That cough is staying in there, isn't
understand.
It?
Oh, please understand. That's it.
Too soon.
I think that's all we got for today. I guess we're gonna watch Bo next episode.
Be prepared. Grow your beards out. Grow your nose hairs out. And be prepared to wig out, my friends.
I'm looking forward to it.
I hope you enjoy it, Chuck. Especially you, Chuck. I hope you at least understand why I love this show.
No, like, I'm not saying that I'm not going to like it. I'm just not looking...
You saying it's bad?
I'm just
you
saying that
me,
I'm...
like, one
not
clip,
saying...
And I was like, okay, this could be good.
I, like, watched the opening, and I'm like... Let's see how it is. Let's see how it is. I'm not gonna give you a little hint.
Just like Golden Boy, the intro has nothing to do with the show.
I'm not gonna stay fat, my friends. Goodbye. Woo! That's an outro, baby.
That was a good woo.
Woo!
I like that.
I like this.
Whoa. I like this.